Good morning. So we turn in our hymnals to number 18, To God Be the Glory. The Chinese, it's number 1.
那我们唱诗歌本, 第一首, 中文诗歌第一首, 荣耀归于真神。
Thank you, Jesus, for welcoming us into your presence.
主啊, 感谢你带领我们进入你的同在。
We come because of your shed blood.
因着你所流的宝血, 我们可以到你的面前。
We thank you that your arms are open wide to receive us.
哦, 主啊, 我们感谢你, 你张开双臂迎接我们。
We recognize you as our leader.
主啊, 我们尊你为我们的主, 我们的王。
We ask you to have your perfect will done in all that we say and do.
主啊, 我们愿你的旨意成就, 哦, 我们所有所言所行。
We long for you to reveal yourself to every heart.
主啊，我们何等的渴慕你能将你的自己显现给我们。
We are all your empty vessels. We want to be filled with your glory.
我们都是你所倒空的器皿，渴望被你充满。
Oh, Jesus, fill us with your glory.
主啊，把将你的荣耀充满我们。
Hallelujah. 荣耀，荣耀，
Hallelujah. 荣耀，荣耀， Hallelujah.
Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们感谢你。
God, we are come before you, Lord Jesus. We want to be used of you right now, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们现在来到你的面前，我们渴望被你使用。
God, empty us today, this morning, O God.
主啊，主啊，你今天早上你就来倒空我们。
Cleanse us, O God.
洁净我们，洁净我们，圣灵洁净我们。
Oh God, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts, oh God. Speak to us, oh God.
主啊，我们求你今天来对我们的心说话，对我们说话。
Jesus, these ears sometimes don't hear, oh God. I pray that you'll open these ears today.
Oh, 主啊，有的时候我们的耳朵就是听不见。主啊，我们求你来开通我们的耳朵。
Jesus,
耶稣，耶稣。
We want to hear from you this morning.
我今天早上我们就希望能够听见你。
Breathe upon us afresh, O God.
哦，主啊，让我们重新得力。
Jesus, Jesus, here we are, O God.
耶稣，我们在这里，我们在这里。
We thank you, Lord, that you are here to meet us, O God.
主啊，我们感谢你，就在这里等着遇见我们。
You do not turn away from us, O God, but you call us, you call us, O God.
主啊，因为你已经呼召了我们，你不会转身不理我们。
We thank you, Lord. I pray that you'll help us to bow before your presence right now, O God.
主啊，主啊，我们感谢你帮助我们在你的同在面前，我们降服，我们敬拜。
Don't let us turn away, O God, but be drawn into your presence, O God.
主啊，不让我们转身离开你。主啊，让我们来转眼来注视你。
You have much for us this morning, O God.
因为今天早上你为我们预备了丰盛。
We thank you, Lord, that you have seen each one of us, O God.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你认识我们每一位。
Where we are, O God, the places we are right now, Lord Jesus.
你知道我们的光景，你知道我们现在的处境。
And you come, you welcome us in, O God. You welcome us in, O God. Hallelujah.
但是你在这里，你欢迎我们，你欢迎我们。
Cause us to be tender, O God, to the move of the Holy Spirit right now, Lord Jesus.
主啊，让我们的心柔软，我们可以感受到圣灵的运行。
Melt our hearts, O God.
主啊，让我们的心被你融化。
Oh, breathe upon us, O God.
主啊，你向我们吹气。
And O God, fill us, O God, fill us that we may be used today for your glory, O God.
主啊，充满我们，让我们今天就可以被你使用。
Jesus, put within us a great desire to see you lifted high and glorified, dear Jesus.
主啊，在我们心中放一个极大的渴慕，让我们能够看见你被高举，你被荣耀。
This is the time you have prepared for each one of us, O God.
现在这个时刻就是你已经预备我们的时刻。 你预备我们就是为了这个时刻。
We expect you to meet us, O God.
我们期待你来遇见我们。
We expect you to do a great work among us this morning, O God.
我们期待今天早上你就在我们当中行做大事。
We thank you that you have prepared the way already for us, O God.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你已经为我们开通道路。
To enter into your holy presence, O God, and receive from you.
能够进入你圣洁的同在，能够看到你。
We give you glory, Lord Jesus.
主啊，一切的荣耀都归给你，主啊。
I pray that you will open our mouths, O God, to give you praise.
主啊，
求你。In your name, O God.
主啊，我求你来开我们的嘴，
Jesus,
我们可以来赞美你。
Silent,
主啊，让我们不再你安静，让我们可以来赞美你。
But give you glory and praise. Hallelujah.
主啊，我们要把一切的荣耀和赞美都归给你。
Mountains will be moved. He has promised that as we praise His name.
主啊，因为你已经应许，当我们来赞美你的名的时候，大山都要被挪移。
So I pray that you will melt every mountain this morning, O God.
主啊，我们就求你，今天早上你就把一切的大山融化。
Nothing is hard for you, O God.
因为在你没有难成的事。
I may believe in a touch of the Holy Spirit in our bodies, O God.
主啊，我们也求圣灵。
Healing, oh、God.
我们也求圣灵来触摸我们的身体，哦，给我们医治，
给我们医治。This is your great desire for each one of us to meet you, oh God.
因为耶稣啊，这是你的心愿，你要我们每一位都来遇见你。
In a new way,
让我们用一个全新的方式来遇见你。
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
哦，主啊，是的，是的。哦，是的，我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门，阿门。
Oh, glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came. Oh, glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
We have several different speakers this morning, but first of all, I believe Brother Paul has something to share.
今天早上我们有好几位讲员，我们先请 Paul 弟兄。
This is sort of a P.S. to what I said yesterday. The 5 minutes that we were allowed sort of put pressure on us, didn't it?
就是昨天我们提到那个五分钟的发言的限制。
But when the Chow family was here, I wanted to acknowledge that Brother Jack, his family has contributed so much to Pilgrim Camp.
当昨天周牧师家人都在这里的时候，我想要在这里就是说再一次来提出，就是说周牧师他们家还有周牧师给这个营地带来的贡献。
I thought Martha and Dr. Bill would be here this morning, but they're not. But Dr. Bill is the camp medical director.
我本来以为说 Martha 还有他先生 Bill 今天早上会在这里，但是他们已经先离开了。然后那个 Martha 他先生 Bill 他是这个营地就是在医疗方面的负责人。
And Martha was the head counselor for the girls for many years.
然后 Martha 他是那个就是女孩子他们在这边做来参加营会的时候的那个辅导员的带领的姐妹。
Trevor is going to be on staff today, this season as a counselor.
然后那个Esther 的先生 Trevor, 他也会在这个接下来夏令会里面做营地的辅导员。
John Chow's children have served, and Martha's children, and the newest one is Lisette, I think.
然后那个 Martha 还有那个 John 他们的孩子都会在营地这边就是来帮忙夏令会的施工，然后最小的女儿那个 Lisette 也会来帮忙。
And so we're so happy that the Chow tradition and legacy affects Pilgrim Camp.
那么高兴就是周牧师他们家人所留下来的那个沉船继续的在营地这边发挥影响跟作用。
But I have something else on my heart, and it has to do with Brother Chow as well.
但是就是在我心里面还有一些就是关于周牧师的一些纪念。
I mentioned that I had the privilege of working on his book, From Press to Preaching.
然后我记得我提到就是说他最后的一本书就是关于他的自传。我有机会可以参与其中一部分的文字事工。
And I had a little advantage from those who just read it.
然后同时我也从那些已经读过这本传记人那边得到一些亮光。
As each chapter was handed to me,
然后每一个章节就是说递到我这边来阅读的时候，
I was able to follow how both brother and sister Chow totally gave themselves to God.
然后就在那本自传里面，我可以非常清楚的跟随他们的轨迹，知道说他们是如何将他们生命奉献给神。
And that's what's on my heart today.
今天那个就是他们的故事，在我的心里。
Giving ourselves totally, wholly to God.
也就像那个故事，就是把我们自己完全的交托给主。
We hear that he was a journalist.
我们都知道他曾经做过记者的工作。
But he was a radio and a press journalist.
他同时也是那个广播电台的记者。
He was no small peanuts, as we say.
他不是一颗小的花生。
I didn't think that came through yesterday. He gave up a lot. He could have been a very lucrative man, very wealthy man.
对，就是在周牧师的经历里面，其实在他所遭遇当中，他可以成为一个非常成功、非常富有的一个人，但是。他并没有他放弃了一些机会。
But he gave that all up because he had a calling and he wanted to give himself totally to God.
他之所以放弃那些发达的机会是因为他已经让他自己全然交托给神了。
I also had the privilege of visiting Sister Gerda and Pearl Young and Lindau in Taiwan in the 80s, I believe, 1980s.
同时在大概1980年代我也很有荣幸有机会到台湾去拜访了贝教士，还有荣教士，还有林教士。
And even in our church, Brother Hans Waldfogel spoke of the Chinese people, especially in Taiwan.
然后就是特别在我们自己在立居屋教会，吴老牧师也会提到在台湾的那些弟兄姐妹们。
Who, when they discovered God, gave themselves totally, gave up lucrative jobs.
那些弟兄姐妹们，他们就是在认识主之后，他们放弃了那些世上可以赚很多钱的工作，然后将他们生命完全交给了主。
I was there at the time of the high school exams, I believe.
当我到台湾的那个时候，那个时候台湾正在经历那个高中的联考。
And the pressure on the Taiwanese boys and girls to excel is tremendous.
然后特别是说你要在那联考里面要成功，那个对台湾人来说是非常大的压力。
I wish we had that here in the States.
然后我希望我们美国的教育系统可以是用一样的方式。
I was a high school teacher for 30 years.
然后我已经在高中教书教了30年了。
But often these young people we heard, and Gerda took me up in the mountains and showed me the small ministries that were going on. Often these people with doctorate degrees...
然后那个时候就是像贝教士带我到山上，然后认识一些在那边的一些弟兄姐妹，他们都有很高的学位，有一些可能是念到博士。
Gave them up to serve God in the ministry. And I found that and still find that very admirable. They hear the call of God and they put themselves at God's disposal. And I pray that our young people will also have that urgency to please God and to serve Him. I pray that we adults will have that urgency to give ourselves totally to God, holding back nothing, but just giving ourselves whatever talents we have, whatever small talents, large talents, give them totally to God.
无论神给我们什么样的才能，或大或小，我们将它全然的交给神。
And He will help us to do that.
神会帮助我们的。
May God bless us all, and may we receive from Him this morning all that He has for us.
愿神祝福每一位，我们都可以从那边来领受。
Talking about Pilgrim Camp, many times the Chinese have heard me tell the story.
提到这个营地，这个 Pilgrim Camp， 很多我们中文的弟兄姐妹听过我讲这个营地的故事。
My brother Hans Wolfelo, who I got to meet early, I'm that old.
就是吴老牧师，我个人曾经见过他，你们就知道我有多大的年纪。
He came to dinner at our house in Zion, Illinois.
有一次他，我们还住在 Zion， 在 Illinois 的时候，
and
他来到我们家里吃晚餐。
I got to serve the table.
我在当时就在服侍他晚餐。
And he came with much glory and joy.
他来的时候充满了荣耀，充满了喜乐。
It was a blessing to us.
他是我们家的一个祝福。
Well, my mother had already met him when she was in the faith homes in the 1930s when he was just a student there.
当我妈妈，他在信心之家的时候，就曾经见过吴老牧师。当时吴老牧师
long before he came to New York.
在吴老牧师还没有到纽约以前。
And my teacher's mother, Loretta Mae Judd, was his teacher.
那我的老师的母亲, Sister Judd, 她是他的老师。
And he would come to visit her. She'd be busy. She was a business typist and sending out letters to encourage people.
当吴老牧师来访问他的时候，这个Mrs. Judd，她正在打字，很在那边很忙的施工。
She wouldn't pray for him. She told him, "No, Hans, you walk back and forth in my office and just praise the Lord."
那所以他没有时间为吴老牧师祷告，他就说，Hans，你就在我的办公室就来回的踱步，然后就在这边赞美神。
Of course, I wasn't there, but the cook used to tell me in the faith home, he would come in like lead in his feet.
那当然我没有亲眼看见，但是在信心家庭的厨师他告诉我，吴老牧师常常来的时候呢，他是脚步非常沉重的。
They heard him walking up the steps like that, pound, pound, pound.
他听见他上楼的脚步声就砰砰砰，很沉重的脚步声。
But an hour later, he was to leave. She hadn't prayed for him.
但是一个小时以后，而且那个Mrs. Judd还没有为他祷告，但是他离开的时候，
he was so full of the glory, he was like on tiptoe going down the steps.
他下楼的时候充满了喜乐和荣耀，就是好像那个轻快的走路。
You know, that can happen to you.
那今天也可以同样的发生在我们身上。
It wasn't somebody great vessel of God laying hands on you.
如果有神的仆人为我们按手，这样很好。But
it comes from praising the Lord.
但是真正的呢，却是从赞美主开始。Breaking
through darkness.
从赞美来突破这个黑暗的权势。And
bondages that maybe we were even born with.
甚至有一些的捆绑是我们与生俱来的。Well,
I mentioned him because I've told the story so many times of when he went to Europe. And he came home with 10 little orphans.
我也曾经讲过这个故事，就有一次他到了欧洲，回来的时候带了10个孤儿。
And we have one of them sitting here.
那其中有一位今天就坐在我们当中。
Brother John, I don't have any oatmeal cookies, but come on.
Brother John 就是其中的一位。
I told him I did some of that myself, translating from German to English. And so
我跟Daniel有讲过，就是说我也帮人家做翻译，然后特别是从那个德文翻成英文。
So you will understand when he gives me a blank look.
所以你会知道，就是说当他给我白眼的时候。
I don't know why I'm even here, because when I came to the breakfast table, there's four Chinese ladies there that said, Sister Martha told us all about you.
我不太确定为什么会来到这里，但是当今天早上我在餐桌上，就是那个四个华人的姐妹跟我讲说，那个 Martha 姐妹已经很常提到你。
So I said, good night, I better go home then.
也就是说大家晚安，那我应该要回家了。
She also asked me to say something about, in the line of a testimony, and I want to try to do that, besides just telling my life story. I'm not going to try to tell you my life story because ask Sister Martha, okay?
那个Sister Martha 就是说请我来跟大家做一点分享。那我在这里可能不会花时间跟讲说我人生的一些经历。Sister Martha, 如果说你们兴趣的话可以去问她。
I like the way she tells about the orphans that the Lord just, Brother Hans just put them in a suitcase and brought them here, like 10 people.
对，我想我很喜欢他讲那个故事，就是说那个吴老牧师把十个孤儿放在一个行李箱里面，就这样把他们打包从德国带回来。
It didn't happen that way. We came on separate ships. There was four Baumgartner family, four children, and six. One of them is crooked.Six Shreks. And,
我们那些孤儿并不是装在那个行李箱里面打包回来，他们其实分批次从德国来到美国，然后这里面大概有两三个家庭。
And just to briefly tell you, we were put into Christian homes in Ridgewood by the Ridgewood Church, and also my family happened to be brought here. That's why I act like a kid all the time, and I haven't grown up yet, because this is my childhood home.
然后我们那时候就是说有一些家庭他们是被安置在丽居屋，那但是我家的话就是特别是我是被带来这里，那我就觉得我好像一个还没有长大的小孩，因为我就是一直在这个地方生活成长。
I was admiring this fireplace here, if you forgive me a moment. I have looked at this for 74 years.And it's a beautiful fireplace. It is symmetrically correct. Stop me anytime you want.
我很喜欢这个火炉，然后请给我一些时间看一下这个火炉。我已经看这个火炉看了74年的时间了。
And it's very beautifully decorated.
然后这个火炉它装饰得很漂亮。
Look, I missed a mouse. I don't know.
然后这边应该是有一只老鼠，但是我不知道那只老鼠跑去哪里了。
But without the fire.This is just a pile of rocks.
但是如果说没有火的话，我们所看到的只是一堆石头而已。
And there's a point to that because that's just like a Christian without the Holy Spirit.
但我之所以做这个比喻，它的意思就很像说，你是一个基督徒，你声称你是一个基督徒，但是里面没有圣灵的火。
Just a pile of rocks.
你就只是一堆石头而已。
I'd like to refer us to a word in Philippians.
请大家翻到腓立比书。
Oh, before that, I was supposed to tell you something about.By way of testimony, I just wanted to say more concerning the Lord's work in our family.
如果说我可以跟大家分享一些见证的话，我想告诉大家就是说，在我的家庭里面有一些什么样的故事。
This Uncle Hans that you've heard about, that is everybody's uncle. Someone wrote a pamphlet about him.
很多人就是你们已经听到很多关于吴老牧师的故事，大家叫他 Uncle Hans.
He made sure that learned to serve the Lord in the faith home, and after high school he brought me there.
然后特别是在新兴家庭，就是吴老牧师，他最重视的就是说，他要确定我知道我应该来服侍神。
That was the Woodhaven Faith Home, and was a wonderful time. But and as we grow up, then we attended the church and we went to Sunday school. We learned to pray. We learned to wait on the Lord.
然后那个地方是一个就是 Woodhaven 的一个新兴家庭。然后在高中的时候，我们就是学习安静等候神，然后学习如何来祷告，然后服侍神。
As you noticed, you grow up after a few years. Some of you are young, yes. Some of you are middle aged. Some of you are up there near me. I'm going to be 86 next year. Next week.
我们这边有不同的年纪的族群，有些就是稍微年轻年长一点。然后像我的话，我本身已经下个礼拜我就是86岁了。And
I just wanted to get to the point that the Lord is merciful to us, and He brought my family into the work of the Lord. Don't worry, I won't call you my baby. You are my youngest, Daniel. And then there's Lily, and that's his dear wife, Sister Sarah. The Lord has blessed us with family and children and in-laws and grandchildren.
我想要就是感谢神，就是说，神很祝福我们的家庭，也祝福我们的孩子，然后祝福我们的姻亲那边的家人。
But what I'm trying to say is the important thing is that they are serving the Lord, that we heard that Brother Daniel is in Ridgewood.
但是我想我最重要要提出的，要指出的就是说，我的家人他们都在服侍神，就是就像那个 Brother Daniel， 他在这里，他也是在利居屋服侍的。
With his five children, which happen to be my grandchildren, and there are others, altogether 12 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren.
然后那个 Brother Daniel 他本身有5个孩子。
Babies having babies.
然后我有几个孙子，然后我还有一些曾孙。
Anyway, they're serving the Lord, both in here and in Ridgewood and in upstate New York and in Florida and in Alaska. They're all over, Shrek is all over the world.
然后我们家就是Shrek这个家族，在世界的各地，就是我的孩子，我的家人们都在服侍神。
So that's just, you have to buy the book, that was just the introduction, but I wanted to refer us to something important from the Word of God, Philippians 3.
腓立比书第三章，然后这边我们要来谈神的话。
The apostle Paul tells us something there about him giving things up to serve the Lord.
然后这边保罗他提到说，我们必须要弃绝一些事情，所以我们能够来服侍神。
And he did that with all his heart. You know the story. You know the missionary journeys. He established churches on 2 continents.
你知道很多那种传教人，他们就是在，你就知道他们的故事，他们是在两个大陆，建立了一些事工，他们将他们自己全心交托给神。
He had a resume that would make any pastor proud.
然后他的经历会让很多传道人都很羡慕。
He healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils in the name of Jesus.
然后奉耶稣基督的名，他可以赶鬼医病。
Yet he came to a point where he cries out here, that I might know him.
他来到一个地步，他就是在这里，他为神来哭求说，神啊，我要认识你。
It was like he stopped in all his service and in all his busyness, and he said, Jesus, we need to talk.
然后他就是忙到一个地步，他知道说他必须要来神的面前说，主耶稣，我们必须要来谈一谈这件事。He
felt like there was something missing.
他知道有一些东西不见了。Yes,
you know his life story, that he served the Lord with all his heart and might.
我们知道就是说保罗他如何服侍神，按着他全心全力。But
here we are in verse 10, that I may go, you read it in Chinese.
第十节这里他说， 使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I just want to delve into a little bit of the verse itself, the power of his resurrection that he was longing for. As a result of resurrection, there was one that was dead and was made alive.
然后那个这边我要特别带大家看一下他复活的大能。复活的意思就是说他死过，然后从死里活过来。We
read God raised him from the dead.
然后我们有读到就是说神叫死人复活。
Power of his resurrection workable in the life.
这个就是一个复活的力。But
then he talks about the fellowship of his sufferings.
然后接下来这边又谈到就是说， 晓得和他一同受苦。
When the Bible or a song talks about suffering or being sick or being weak or being something, I always take a deep breath because I don't like suffering.
很多时候圣经提到受难啊，受苦啊，死亡，我不是很喜欢听那些东西，因为那些东西会让我觉得很难过。
I shouldn't even put it that way, but I know the Lord has His hand in suffering, and then the Lord has His working His desire in our lives as a result of weaknesses or disappointments.
在我们人生的失望、痛苦跟难过当中，我不是很喜欢这样讲，但是我们都知道，就是说神的手其实都在那些事情里面。
But my daughter had a pamphlet on her dresser years ago that helped me just to grasp this just a little bit, perhaps. The fellowship of His sufferings and the tract. It was a little tract that had that verse, and then it said underneath that my heart would be broken with the things that break the heart of God.
在我女儿她有一个小小的一段，她记下来的文字，她就是说那些会伤神的，会让神伤心的事情，也会伤我的心。
That I might be moved by what God wants to do in my life.
但是我要让神按照他的方式来让我过我的生活。
The Bible talks about the fact that we are created to please the Lord.
圣经里面提到说我们之所以被造是因为要来取悦神。
And we read that Jesus pleased the Father.
然后我们也读到就是说耶稣是如何取悦天父。
And we talk about Him being our example.
然后我之所以讲到这个是因为他是我们的榜样。
So I thank the Lord for this place.
我为这个地方这个营地感谢神。
As I said, I've been associated with it for 74 years.
我跟这个营地的关系已经有70几年的。
Now I feel like a piece of furniture here.
然后我都觉得我自己已经成为这个地方的家具。
Don't sit on me.
然后我很像就是这个建筑物的一部分。
I miss some of the decorations that have been here and they have been taken out. But
我非常怀念这边，就是这边挂在墙壁上的装饰品。
I like Brother Vanamekra's picture behind that wind, that behind that light there.
No,
he was a great preacher, yeah. And he was a great violinist.
Oh, okay. 那个照片上面那位牧者，万老牧师，那位就是万老牧师，然后他很会拉小提琴。
You know, all the Chinese are good violinists, right? I know one that was a good ping pong player. Where's John Cho? Am I allowed to talk about your father? I loved him. I saw him very little.
我爱周弟兄，然后我在我看到他的时候，是比较年轻的时候。
I would meet him in Ridgewood in a meeting. And I would get a big bear hug.
我会碰到周牧师的时候，我会给他一个大拥抱。然后那个是我叫他周氏拥抱。
And I would meet him here, of course.
当然我也会跟周牧师在。
And after lunch one day at the palace, we were walking up the road.
有一天就是在 palace 那地方，我们吃完午餐。
And I said, Brother Jack, let's go to the boathouse. I want to humiliate you in ping pong.
然后他就说。
There's no Chinese word for that.
然后说，那个周弟兄，我们一起去那个船坞打乒乓球，我要好好教训您。Well,
when he had 21, I had one.
然后等到他已经21分的时候，我那时候才得了一分。The
young people used to call it a skunk.
然后那个年轻人会叫我们叫臭鼬。How
do you say skunk in Chinese? It's a black and white pussy cat that doesn't smell good.
就臭鼬就是那个会发出很臭的味道。
We have them here under your cabin. Yeah. Anyway, he showed me that he took ping pong and Jesus very seriously.
然后周弟兄，他就是借着那个告诉我说，他对那个打乒乓球还有追求神这件事情上真的很认真。
So with all the good things we heard about him, he tried to help me that way too.
然后就是说再说一些我们听到就是周弟兄的好处，然后他也在这些方面也给我一些帮助。
In case I said something racial or improper about the Chinese, forgive me, it's not intentional. I love you all. I would like to give you all a bear hug. God bless you.
如果说我说了一些东西，然后就是不小心冒犯大家，希望你们可以原谅我。我希望我给每个人一个很大的拥抱。
Thank you. You're terrific. I told you I used to do that from German to English, and I know it's hard to keep up, especially with an old guy.
No problem.
Dear, when I saw these young people come up, 当我看见, 应该大概最多的是讲中文, 看见他们, 我受感动,
When I saw this group of young people, I was really touched.
因为我看见, 主耶稣把他的手放在他们的身上,
Because I can see Jesus lay hands on them.
而且, 这一首诗他们刚才唱的, 是我从小的时候最喜欢的,
Especially the song they just sang was my favorite in my childhood.
这一首诗, 常常吸引我到耶稣,
The song often draws me near the Lord.
And 今天一样,
Same today.
主耶稣在全世界一直在寻找,
Because the Lord is searching throughout the earth.
有器皿,
that he's looking for vessels.
要充满他们,
to fill them.
要吸引他们,
to draw them.
所以好几个经文,
the many verses.
好几个经文表示比方, 愿你雅各第一章第四节, 愿你吸引我, 我们就 快跑跟随你, draw me, we will run after you, in Song of Solomon 1:4. Another one, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn you. 我以永远的爱爱你,因此一次爱吸引你们. 还有我一个最喜欢的,这个都是, 表示耶稣的爱,
There are other verses that represent the love of God.
And 是诗篇, 37篇,
Psalm
33,
37, verse 4, Rejoice in the Lord.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. 这个都吸引我们一个方向,
these verses all draw us in one direction.
These precious young people, 这些宝贵的青年人, 我们一起祷告。 亲爱的主耶稣, 我们大大的感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we greatly thank you.
我们谢谢你已经把你的爱放在他们青年人里面。
Lord, we thank you because you have placed your love in the hearts of these young people.
谢谢你带领他们到这里来。
We thank you for bringing them here.
相信从最大的到最小的,
We believe that from the oldest to the youngest,
你会继续地做你的工作,
that you will continue your work in their life.
你有一个荣耀的护照,
because you have a glorious calling.
帮助他们祷告通认识那个护照,
Lord, please help them so that they will pray and know this calling.
而且跟随主,
and follow the Lord.
相信, 你要帮助他们真的认识耶稣,使他们享受他。
Oh Lord, that you will help them to know Jesus and enjoy Jesus.
还有他们不但相信他,真的荣耀他的名。
Not only that, we believe in him, but glorify his name.
我们公公, 我们一直放在你的手中。
We commit them in your hands, Lord.
愿你, 继续地吸引他们,
we will pray that you'll continue to draw them.
相信在这里camp里面你会赐给他们生灵的喜,
we believe that at this camp that you will give them the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
也继续地充满我们每一个人,
we continue to fill every one of us.
谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
奉你宝贵的名,
we pray all this in your precious name.
Amen.
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 I'm okay.
Before you go away, there's one more. I want you to pray for someone else. Martha and Bill. Would you come forward?
我觉得不敢当为他们祷告。 They know what I said. 主耶稣，我们非常高兴你爱这些孩子们。
We're so grateful that you love these children.
周金海的女儿，还有她的女婿。
Daughter and son-in-law of Pastor Chow.
And we thank you for all you've done for them. 我们谢谢你一切为他们所做的。我们相信你这次在大 camp 里面，你会大大的祝福他们每一位。We
believe that at this camp that you will greatly bless every one of them.
把特别为 Brother Bill and Martha, Sister Martha, 要把他们已经是
Especially for Brother Bill and Sister Martha, that they delight in you, and Lord, you will give them the desire of their hearts.
我相信在这次的聚会，你要垂听他们的祷告。
We believe that in this camp you will answer them.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
Hallelujah. 也祝福他们的孩子。
And bless their children as well.
相信荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
奉你的名。 Amen.
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 We have the pastor, one of the pastors of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. I understand you're a team. So are we. Brother Dan Schreck has a word for us. And we had a wonderful time with your wife early this morning.
Well, I'm thankful for the connection that my family has with the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church.
对我家庭跟地区教会之间的关系，我非常感恩可以有这样的关系。
As my father was sharing, it goes back to when he and my mom were both brought over to this country as orphans.
就像我父亲他所讲，就是他跟我母亲，就是从德国被带到这边，当他来到这里的时候，他的身份是一个孤儿。
My mother's uncle was a pastor in Europe. His name was Matthew Baumgartner.
然后我母亲的他一个叔叔，他也是在纽约做牧师，然后他的名字是 Matthew Bunker.
And he was the contact in Europe that made the connection with Brother Hans.
然后他在纽约那边有人认识吴老牧师，然后他们关系就是这样联络上的。
And when Brother Hans inquired about some orphans after the war,
所以当吴老牧师就是在战后问说那个孤儿的情况，
Uncle Matthew said, I have 10 of them.
然后那个 Matthew 那个叔叔就说，我这里有10个孤儿。
I think Uncle Hans was inquiring for one or two.
然后我想吴老牧师其实他想问的只是问一两个就好了。
But he said, I'll take them all.
然后那个吴老牧师就说好吧，10个我都带走了。
And we're very thankful.
我们对吴老牧师这样的一个善行，我们真的非常感恩。
This was part of God's plan.
这也是神的计划。
To rescue our family.
神的计划就是要拯救我们这一家。
And I'm thankful on Father's Day for my father.
然后在父亲节，我要为我父亲说谢谢。
My mom was Baumgartner and my dad was Schreck. So the families are together.
就是他们那些之前认识的关系，后来变成了姻亲，然后那个家庭就更扩大了。And
so it's my great privilege now to still be involved with this church that was responsible for bringing my family here.
然后对我来说这是一个荣耀，是一个荣幸，就是说那个吴老牧师他们带我们家人过来这里，然后今天我跟这样的教会上有这样的关系。
As Sister Martha mentioned, I'm part of a team.
然后就像 Sister Martha她所提到，就是说我也是这个团队的一个部分。Our
brother Eddie Waldfogel was taken from us rather unexpectedly.
然后小吴老牧师就是我们没有预期他会那么早就是被神给接回去。And
so the Lord kind of put us all in place very quickly.
所以神很快的就是把我们放到那个他要我们去到的位置上。And
it's been my privilege to work with Brother Eddie's sons.
然后对我来说这也是一个非常有幸可以跟那个小吴老牧师带的孩子们来同工。Brother
Jeffrey and Brother Matthew Waldfogel.
然后就是小吴老牧师他们孩子 Jeffrey 跟那个 Matthew.
And we're truly a team.
然后我们真的是一个团队。
Unified in Christ. Now this morning, we've been hearing the Lord calling to us, haven't we?
今天早上我们大家有听到，就是说我们谈到很多关于神的呼召，对不对？
He's been calling us to draw near to Him.
神要我们来更与他更亲近。
He's been calling us to know Him.
神要我们来认识他。
He's been calling us to give ourselves completely to Him.
同时神也在呼召我们完全地向他弃绝自己。
And when we think of the call of Jesus, it's not just a one-time call.
当我们想到神给我们的呼召的时候，这个呼召并不是一次性的。
But He continues to call us.
祂不断地在呼召我们,
to guide us.
然后不断地在带领我们,
to draw us.
然后不断地吸引我们,
and we need to hear His voice and follow Him every day.
我们必须要每一天都来听到神的声音，同时来跟随祂的脚步。
When we think of Jesus calling people,
当我们想到耶稣祂是如何呼召人,
of course, we think of the record of that in the Gospels.
当很多时候我们就想到祂在福音里面, 他福音书里面他是如何呼召他的使徒。
And in Luke chapter 5,
在路加福音第五章,
we have the story there of some of his disciples being called to him.
在那里面有一些故事，就是说耶稣的门徒是如何受他的呼召。
And when we read this story, we're sort of separated from it.
当你看这个故事的时候，你会觉得他好像跟你没有什么直接的关系。
And you know, we can just kind of think of these things. Yes, Jesus called them and they went and they followed him.
那我们可以就是很简单来理解说，哦， 耶稣呼召了他们，然后他们就直接跟随耶稣了。
It sounds very simple.
听起来好像很简单。And
yet this was a very big change in their lives.
但是对那些使徒来说，这是他们生命当中一个极大的改变。When
Jesus called people,
当耶稣呼召一个人,
it cost them everything.
他所呼召的是他们的所有的一切。
Yes, of course, it was a great privilege, but it cost them everything.
当你受耶稣的呼召的时候，你必须要付上代价，是极大的，是你所有的一切。
We see that in the story of the calling of Peter and James and John in Luke 5.
我们在那个路加福音这边第五章，我们看到就是说这几位受召的门徒，他们的故事就是这样的。
We won't take the time to read the whole story now.
我们不会花时间把这整个故事再说一遍。
But we know how that chapter starts out, how they were fishing and they didn't catch anything, they toiled all night.
但是我们知道这个故事是这样开始的，就是说他们在打鱼，打了一整夜，什么都没有。
And Jesus comes and He, as they're cleaning up, and He tells Peter, hey, let's go out fishing.
当耶稣来的时候，那个他们那时候正在收渔网，然后耶稣就问彼得说，哎，那个鱼打得如何啊？
And when they come, they go out and they catch the fish, many fish.
然后当他们听耶稣的话，然后出去再次去打鱼的时候，他们就捕到了很多的鱼。
And there's such a lesson in that, of course.
然后对大家来说，这都是一个非常重要的功课。
Kind of before we get into that, just to back up a little bit. When Jesus called people,
我们往后退一步来说，当耶稣呼召一个人的时候，
He didn't seek out the best.
当耶稣呼召那个人，他并不是看说这个人是最好的，最有才能的。
He didn't collect resumes.
然后耶稣也不会收集大家的那个履历。
He didn't log into ZipRecruiter.
然后耶稣也不会到那些求职网站上面去找你的背景。
But He went and found people that were maybe a little rough around the edges.
然后耶稣是去找那些看起来就是好像我们称呼为社会边缘人的那些人。
But they didn't stay that way.
但是他们的情况并不是一直都一样的。
Because interacting with Jesus changes you.
特别是说当你跟耶稣有所互动的时候，那个会给你带来生命上的改变。
And so Jesus patiently taught His disciples and helped them along.
所以耶稣非常有耐心地来教导这些门徒，然后与他们同行。
But we have the beginnings of His call to Peter, James, and John here.
然后特别说对这三位门徒在他们受呼召的开始。
And we see how Peter, right at the beginning, had to learn to submit to Jesus.
在一开始我们就看到说彼得他是如何学习来将他自己交托给神。
Here he is, the professional fisherman.
在这里彼得他原来是一个渔夫。
He didn't catch anything all night.
然后虽然说他是渔夫，但是他一打了一整夜，什么鱼都没有打到。
And here comes Jesus, who's not a fisherman.
然后耶稣来了，虽然耶稣他本身不是一个渔夫。
And He says, why don't you try over there?
然后耶稣就跟他说, 哎，你为什么不去那边试试看?
Really, Jesus?
然后彼得就说，真的吗?
Wow.
Wow.
So, what's going on in Peter's mind?
那你觉得彼得那时候心里在想些什么?
He's thinking, well, I really know better.
然后彼得可能在想说, 哎，我知道比你还多。
But, Lord, because You're telling me to do this, I'm going to submit.
所以既然彼得就想说，主啊，因为是你告诉我说吧，好吧，我就试试看。
He says, at Your word, I will let down the net.
然后这边他就说因着你这样说，所以我就会把我的网撒下去。
Peter wasn't really a follower of Jesus yet, but he was smart enough to know that at the word of Jesus, he better pay attention.
虽然那时候彼得他还没有开始跟随耶稣，但是他就是知道说，诶，也许我应该听听看，我就来试试这样做做看。
And then we see the results.
然后我们大家就知道，就是说后来彼得达到很多。
This little beginning of obedience.
然后这个是一个非常谦卑的一个开始，一个顺服的开始。
Had such wonderful results.
然后他所产生的结果是非常美好的。
Peter, who has likely seen the healing that Jesus has done, he's seen him before.
然后彼得说不定他之前已经看过耶稣所行的那些医治的神迹。
Now Jesus has come and invaded his life, you could say.
然后在这时候，耶稣来了，然后介入了彼得的生活。
How does he respond to this?
那你觉得彼得他是怎么样回应这样的一个事情呢？
He doesn't know what to say.
彼得他不知道他可以说些什么。
So he says, Jesus, depart from me, I'm a sinful man.
然后他就跟耶稣说，耶稣请你离开我，我是一个罪人。
This Jesus coming into his life, it's so wonderful and frightening at the same time.
那耶稣当耶稣进到彼得生命的时候，这是一个很美妙，但是同时也是一个让人会害怕的一个时刻。
This great interest that Jesus has shown in Peter must have just melted his heart.
当特别是说耶稣对彼得人生感到兴趣的时候，这个可能让彼得觉得非常的受宠若惊。
And at the same time exposed his emptiness without Christ.
但是这时候也显示出彼得他生命当中的空虚，特别是说耶稣还没有完全进到他心中。
But Jesus is still patient with Peter.
但是耶稣对彼得仍然是非常有信心，有耐心。
And when Peter says to Jesus, oh, depart from me, Jesus doesn't say, okay, bye.
当彼得跟耶稣说请你离开我的时候，耶稣并没有说 OK, 好，那我就走了。
No, he says, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men.
然后那个耶稣跟彼得说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
He's telling Peter, I'm going to transform you.
他告诉彼得说，我要让你得改变。
I'm going to change you from a rough fisherman into someone that I can use.
我要把你从渔夫改成我的使徒。
I'm going to use you to capture people's hearts.
我要用你来得人的心。
This shocking experience and these words of Christ have shown Peter that Jesus was going to transform his life.
这个对彼得来说是一个非常不同的经验，他知道说耶稣要使用他来得人的心。
And so the end of this part of the story is in verse 11 where it says, And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
所以在这个经验的后面，最后就是说他们就把船只靠了岸，然后撇下他们一切，然后开始跟随耶稣。
That really says it all. They left everything.
这里非常重要，他们抛下所有的。
They left behind the boats and the nets.
然后他们把他们网还有就是船都丢在岸上。
They were also leaving behind probably thousands of dollars worth of the catch of the day.
然后还有他们那天所打到鱼，他们可能就丢在船里面。
They left behind their plans.
然后他们也放弃他们原来对人生的计划。
They left behind their ideas about where their lives were going.
然后特别说他们对人生原来的想法，他们也可能把那些想法通放弃了。
And they followed Jesus.
他们就单单来跟随耶稣。
And that word means so much more than just walking behind him and following where he went.
这个其实他所讲的远远超过我们所看到这，只是说好像你就离开了，然后就跟随耶稣。
They became his disciples.
他们变成耶稣的使徒。
They followed him in his teaching.
然后他们跟随耶稣的教导。
They followed him into the love that he showed to them and wanted to show to others as well.
然后他们跟随耶稣，就是跟随耶稣不断在展示他的爱给众人。
They followed him into the gifts that he imparted into them to be able to carry his message to the world.
他们一路的跟随，然后甚至开始使用耶稣所给他们的恩赐来医治那些跟随他们的人。
And this transformation involved them dying to themselves.
这样的转化其实很重要的一部分是来自于说他们是如何向己死。
Putting their own life behind them in order to take up his life.
把他们自己的生命完全弃绝掉，所以他们才可以接受耶稣给他们的生命。
And submitting to his authority in their life.
然后将他们自己完全交托给神，把他们的意志跟情感都交托给神。
And then if you jump down to the 27th verse in that 5th chapter, we have the story there of Jesus calling Levi, the tax collector.
所以你如果直接到27节的话，你就可以看到这个故事，这个故事关于说耶稣如何呼召利未。
Again, such a simple story.
那故事看起来很简单。
Levi is sitting at the tax booth.
利未他当时坐在税关上。
And along comes Jesus.
然后耶稣就从某个方向走过来。
And he says to him, follow me.
耶稣跟他说,
and leaving everything, he rose and followed him.
然后很快的利未就把一切东西就放下,
and it sounds so simple.
听起来很简单,
but this was really a big deal. People around Jesus, they maybe were wondering, Jesus, do you know what kind of a guy this is?
在耶稣旁边的话,可能那时候还想说,诶,你知道利未是一个什么样的人吗?
Tax collectors were not simply government employees with good benefits packages.
那个,做一个税吏,他不单只是一个政府员工,他有很好的福利。
They were complicit in working with the Roman government to collect taxes.
然后他们那时候是在跟那个罗马政府的人合作,然后来向犹太人来收税。
Rome would basically sell the contracts for collecting these taxes to people.
然后那时候罗马政府他们其实是有一些跟这些税吏有一些合约，就是交那些税吏出去收税。
And that enabled the tax collectors then to charge whatever they want and take advantage of their own people.
所以那时候税吏他们其实在犹太人当中是可以赚很多钱，他可以按照自己想要收税的方式来跟大众收税。
So people knew that this is how it worked.
所以大家都知道说利未可能是一个什么样的人。
And they hated tax collectors.
然后那时候犹太人他们讨厌税吏。
They were classed with the people who would have been maybe robbers or adulterers or
然后那些税吏啊,他们可能是强盗啊,可能是犯奸淫的人,
other kinds of bad people.
然后他们跟那些就是犯罪的人是有一些连结跟勾搭的。
They were hated not only for robbing the people, but for being slaves of Rome.
税吏啊,他们让人讨厌的原因就是说,不仅他们来掠夺自己的人,同时他们是那个罗马人的奴隶。
Tax collectors could not serve as witnesses in Jewish courts. They were excommunicated from the synagogues.
在那个犹太人的会堂里面，其实税吏是不能在那边服侍的。
And this is the kind of person that Jesus is having this conversation with.
然后利未就是从这样的那种大家对这种人的认知，耶稣呼召了他。
And we don't know if Levi had seen Jesus before this much.
我们在这之前不知道说利未是不是有看过耶稣。
All we know here is that Jesus comes along and takes notice of him.
我们知道的就是说耶稣来到这里,然后耶稣注意到利未这个人。
And when Jesus saw him there,
当耶稣看到利未的时候,
that seeing can be explained as careful and deliberate observation. He was watching him, you could say.
然后当耶稣看到利未,我们这边所看到这个看这个字啊,我们可以说耶稣很可能已经观察了利未。
And we can wonder what's going through Levi's mind as Jesus is watching him.
我们可以想说,利未那时候在想些什么,特别当耶稣在看着他的时候。
But if nothing else, we can imagine that the look of Jesus watching him must have been so different from the kind of mean looks he would get from the other people.
所以我们可以想象,就是说当耶稣看着利未这个人的时候,利未心里在想,就是说,这个人看我的眼光跟那些很讨厌的人看我的眼光,可能是不太一样的。
He must have sensed the compassion in that look.
特别是说利未可能感受到耶稣他眼里面的热情跟怜悯。
There must have been something that awakened in his heart as Jesus looked and called to him and said, follow me.
耶稣看他的方式可能让利未感受到耶稣那个对利未所做出的那个呼召要你来跟随我。
Such simple words again from the mouth of Jesus.
从耶稣口里说出来的话听起来很简单。
But what transformation must have taken place in that look and in the power with which Jesus' words came into his heart.
但是当耶稣看到利未的时候,那个看,它本身是一个转化的力量,让利未的生命得着改变。
And how do we know that?
我们如何知道这个呢?
Because we read that he left everything and rose and followed him.
因为我们在后来读到就是说,你知道利未他就放下一切,然后就起身,马上就跟随耶稣去了。
And he was leaving everything.
利未他放下了一切。
And what was everything?
对利未来说,一切是什么呢?
For one thing, it was probably a heavy box full of money.
然后利未他有放下,有可能是一箱里面满满的钱。
And for another thing, it was his contract for collecting taxes for Rome.
然后还有另外他所放下,很可能就是罗马政府给他特权,让他可以向他自己的百姓收税。
You know, when Peter, James, and John walked away, you could say, well, their boat was still there, the nets were still there, they could still go back to it if they wanted to.
当前面那个彼得,还有另外两位门徒,他们放下的时候,我们可以说,他们的船啊,他们的网子可能都还在岸边。But
when Levi left everything, it was really a one-way street.
当利未他把他的那个东西放下的时候,这是没有回头路的。There
was nothing for him to go back to.
他没有办法再回去他之前的工作了。So
at the powerful, life-changing, simple words of Jesus, Levi has just gotten up and followed Jesus.
所以就是耶稣那句有力的话,利未马上就放下一切,然后就起身来跟随耶稣。
And this, of course, brought great joy to him.
当然，利未他在这时候，他心里满了喜乐。
And if you read on in that passage there, you read about how the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling.
然后当然你继续念下去的话，你会看到说那些法利赛人是如何的抱怨。
And there's a lesson in that too, when the religious leaders can't rejoice over someone that's being transformed in a good way.
当然你就可以看到就是说那利未人看到人的生命得改变的时候，他们其实是很不高兴的。
We've heard stories from many years ago, maybe in the 70s during the hippie movements.
我们都知道就是说大概1970年的时候美国有一种嬉皮的那种文化。
When there were people that were wanting to come to Christ, trying to come to Christ.
但那时候如果说有人想要来变成基督徒的话。
And some of the, you know, churches and pastors, they didn't like it.
然后那些嬉皮当他们要变成基督徒的时候那些教会领导人他们可能不愿意接受那些嬉皮。
And they would turn them away.
然后他会把他们赶走。
We have to remember when Jesus is calling people to himself,We can't just look at what we see on the outside, but we should do our best to make Jesus accessible to people and help them to find him.
所以我们必须要知道，当耶稣呼召那些人的时候，他并不是看到他们的外表，看到的是他们的内心。我们必须要确定，就是说，当这些人来到我们的时候，我们必须要张开双臂来迎接他们。
We must welcome people to Jesus.
我们必须要接受人来接，让他们愿意来接受耶稣。
And have faith that Jesus is going to transform them.
然后我们必须要有那样的信心，知道相信耶稣可以，也愿意改变那些人的生命。
Jesus tells the Pharisees, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
然后耶稣他就说，我来不是招义人的，而是来招那些罪人来悔改。
And if he came as the physician for the sick to call sinners to repentance,
然后无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
It is because he had something so much better for them than what they had.
因为耶稣他所有的东西比他们那些没有信主的人他们手上所能够拥有的东西来得好很多。
And when Jesus calls to us to come and follow him,
当耶稣呼召我们来跟随他的时候
It's because he has something better than we can ever imagine.
是因为耶稣他有一些东西是我们不知道我们可以有那些东西远远超过我们手上所有的比那更好。
He calls us to say goodbye to the things of this world.
耶稣要我们跟这世界上的东西道别。
With all of its upside down ideas.
然后对我们来说，这是一个全然颠倒的想法。
And with all its drawing power with money and success.
然后特别是说，我们受到这世界上那些吸引，金钱啊，权力啊。
He still calls us to leave everything and follow Jesus.
即便是这样，耶稣他就是呼召我们要放弃那些东西来跟随他。
It doesn't mean that you won't be successful if you follow Jesus.
他并不是说你如果跟随耶稣，你就不会成功。
But everything in our hearts and lives must be submitted to Him. Jesus first of all.
最重要的是说，在我们心里的一切，我们必须要首先都要将它交托给神。耶稣是我们的第一。
And so when Jesus calls us to follow him,
当耶稣呼召我们来跟随他的时候
，He calls us to leave behind our own ideas.
他要我们撇下一切
，What the things that we want,
我们想要的东西
，Our own plans,
我们自己的计划
，Maybe even our good plans about how we think Jesus is going to use us.
甚至是说，我们那些我们认为是好的计划，这些计划是要用在为耶稣的事工的。
He calls us to lay all of that down at his feet.
耶稣要我们将那所有的一切通通放在他的脚前
，And come and follow him.
就是单单的来跟随他。
Those words are so simple, yet they have such power.
虽然说耶稣的话是如此的简单，但是他是有着这样的大能大力。
Because they are coming from the one who has the power to transform.
因为这些话是从那个有能力改变我们生命的人来的。
And to fill us with the Spirit.
然后这些话是被圣灵充满的。
And to equip us for what He wants us to do.
同时这些话能够来装备我们，让我们可以做出耶稣想要我们所成就的。
And I have never met anybody that said, "Yes, I went and followed Jesus, and it wasn't so good."
我还没有碰到一个人他这样做。然后后来回来告诉我说，跟随耶稣不是一件好事，从来没有碰到这样的人。
But I've met many, many people.
但是我碰过很多很多的人
，who have come to their later years.
他们后来在他们后来的年日
，who have given their whole life to serve Jesus.
那些就是把他们一切都放弃，然后来服侍神的人。
And they have no regrets.
没有，他们都没有那种任何的后悔。
And Jesus is calling us today.
耶稣今天在呼召我们。
To come and follow him.
我们来，然后跟随耶稣。
To leave every other voice behind.
我们把所有的声音通通放在我们的后面。
He's called us many times before, and he's calling us again today. Follow me.
耶稣已经呼召我们很多次了，今天他再次呼召我们来跟随他。
Jesus does not come into our lives to just simply enhance our life.
耶稣他并不是单单来让我们的生命变得更美好。
But he comes to take over.
他来，他是要在我们生命中完全掌权。
To be in charge.
然后他要做我们的王。
And there's a richness in life that we will never experience in any other way.
在我们生命当中，我们没有办法经历任何的丰盛。 除了耶稣以外，没有任何的方法，我们的生命可以过得更丰盛。
The world tells us to follow your heart.
这个世界啊，它的教导是告诉我们说，跟着你心里所想要的东西去行。
To find what you think will make you happy.
只要是你认为能够让你快乐的东西，你就是去寻找。
But it never works.
但是其实这不是对的方法。We were
created by God to have fellowship with Him.
神造了我们，他造我们的目的是因为这样，我们可以跟他有交流。
And nothing else will ever satisfy.
没有任何东西可以满足我们的人生。
When we leave behind our own ways and die to unto ourselves and follow Christ, it sounds a little extreme or scary.
有些时候听起来这有点让人家会害怕，就是说我们必须要向自己死，然后放弃我们一切的东西，跟随主。
But there's nothing scary about laying down everything at the feet of Jesus and saying, Lord, you are my Lord and my Master, I will follow you.
但是当彼得他放弃一切，然后放在耶稣脚前，他俯伏在耶稣脚前说，你是主，你是我的主，我要放下一切来跟随你的时候，他没有害怕。
When he can empty us of our own plans, our own desires, and fill us with himself and his desires,
当我们愿意倒空自己的时候，他才可以把他的计划放在我们的心里面。
We'll find that we're not living some dark, difficult life.
当我们来跟随耶稣的时候，我们不再活在黑暗中。
But that we'll be living the most joyful, rich, and meaningful life.
神要给我们的那个人生是喜乐的，然后是充满意义的。
Beyond our dreams.
然后同时远超过我们能够想象的。
Many people who have followed Jesus for many years
很多那些跟随主耶稣多年的人
speak of it as having been an adventure.
然后当他们谈到说他们跟随耶稣的经历的时候 就很像是一场很奇妙的旅程。
So as we hear his call today
当今天我们受到这样的呼召
let us respond to him and leave behind our nets
我们来回应耶稣 把我们的网放在我们的身后
and leave behind our tax booth
然后同时把我们的那个税箱留在我们的身后
and let's follow him
让我们来跟随耶稣
and we'll never be sorry that we did
我们绝对不会后悔我们做这样的选择
Amen.
Amen
Lord we thank you for your calling
主啊我们感谢你的呼召
when we think of Sister Gerda such a young girl
当我们想到贝教士，当她还是个小孩子的时候
She was on staff here
她就在这里服侍
She was a camper here
她来参加这个camp
But she heard your call
但是她听见你对她的呼召
And all she could think of was that she was going to Taiwan
当时想的就是她要去台湾
She mastered the language
那他就学会了当地的语言
She even speaks it halfway through her English
他甚至于可以 一半中文一半英文的说
She followed Lord
主啊他就跟随你
She heard the call She followed
因为他听见了呼召就跟随
Who are you calling today?
今天你在呼召谁呢?
We have former campers We have present staff
我们在这里有曾经在这里服侍的，还有现在在这里服侍的。
It doesn't matter how young you are.
不管你多年轻。
Doesn't matter how old we are.
也不管你今天年纪多大了。
Jesus is calling.
耶稣在呼召。
Can we hear his voice?
我们能够听见他的声音吗?
Are we paying attention?
我们是不是很认真地听?
We might be rough like Peter.
我们可能像彼得一样，他有很多的棱角，人的个性上很多的棱角。We
may be like Paul, a scholar.
我们或许像保罗一样是个学者。You
call us all.
但是你呼召我们每一位。We
thank you for Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你。Could
we sing 357? Maybe you'd like to stand up for a few minutes.
我们一起 站立来唱。 是这个大诗歌本，这个厚的大诗歌本， 357 Jesus calls us.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Open our ears, Lord. Open our ears.
主啊，开通我们的耳朵，开通我们的耳朵。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's good to get still. Thank you for praying softly. It's good to hear His voice.
我们能够安静，很轻声的祷告是好的，因为我们可以听见他的声音。
Keep playing, Brother Paul.
请琴继续的弹奏。
Jesus can speak to your heart.
耶稣可以对我们的心说话。
But you have to be listening.
但是我们必须聆听。
That's why we wait in His presence, that we may hear His voice.
这就是为什么我们要在他的同在里等候，所以我们可以听见他的声音。
Oh, it's wonderful to say yes, Lord.
我们能够对他说 yes 是何等的好。
It's the greatest joy in life is to say yes to Jesus.
我们能够对耶稣说是，这是我们人生最大的喜乐。
When I said yes to the Lord, I didn't know He was going to give me the adventure of my life.
当我回应耶稣是的时候，我当时并不知道神会带我有一个充满挑战、充满冒险的人生。
I thought I would never cross the ocean.
我以为我从来不会漂洋过海。
I was quite frightened. I'm not a swimmer like Sister Gerda.
因为我并不会游泳，所以我其实没有想象过我会漂洋过海。
But my husband encouraged me. He said, we all got to go sometime.
但是我的丈夫他鼓励我，我们迟早都要走的。
That was our first trip to Taiwan.
所以我第一次到台湾的时候。
And then it was Malaysia.
然后又去了马来西亚。
And the next year included China.
然后第二年又到了中国。
And then off to Australia.
然后到了澳洲。
And Hong Kong.
香港。
And Japan.
日本。
Oh, I was in my 70s.
当时我已经七十几岁了。
I'm still there.
我现在还是七十几岁。
But Jesus called.
但是耶稣呼召了我。
And I went with Pastor and Sister Nancy.
我当时跟周牧师、周师母一起。
And it was the thrill of a lifetime.
当时是我人生最喜乐的事。
It's so wonderful to follow him.
跟随耶稣何等美好。
Say yes to him.
让我们都回应他说是的主。
You have no idea where he's going to take you.
我们没有办法想象他会带我们到何处。
Or what you're going to go through.
或是我们会经历的什么。
But he makes us more than conquerors.
但是他会使我们得胜有余。
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Speak to our hearts all day long.
感谢你今天一整天都对我们的心说话。
Help us to listen.
帮助我们能够听见。
Help us to respond.
帮助我们能够回应你。
We're so thankful for the young man that responded the other night.
主啊，前几天晚上有一个年轻人回应了你的呼召，我们何等的感恩。
He said yes.
因为他就说是的，主。
Let us all say yes.
让我们每一个都说是的。
There is more to learn. There is more to respond to.
我们还要学的很多，要回应的也很多。
Dear Sister Elsie, I've worked with her in the office and she declared she's in her 90s.
在那个办公室的这个同工，她已经90岁了。
She heard the call again this year.
但是她这位姐妹今年再一次的听见神对她的呼召。
And she came in the strength of the Lord.
那她就靠着主得力。
Oh, Jesus.Speak, Lord.
主啊，对我们说话。
Speak, Lord, for thy servants hear.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
Pour in your grace that we may respond to your voice.
倾倒下来你的恩典，所以我们可以回应你的呼召。
Help us to answer the call.
帮助我们回应你的呼召。
Nothing would thrill Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy that on this Memorial Week and you chose to follow all the way.
就像周牧师周师母一样，他们这一次的安息聚会，我们看见了他们跟随主一路到底。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这些祷告都是奉主耶稣的名。
And for your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Ruth.
郭牧师。
Is our team sister.
在我们团队里的牧师。
I'd just like to ask her to pray for the young people too, and the old ones too.
我想请郭牧师来为年轻人还有年长的祷告。
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你好爱我们。
How much you love us.
你在看我们每一位。
You're watching every one of us.
你在呼召每一位。
You're calling every one of us.
你在听今天有谁要回应你的呼召。
You're listening, you're inclining your ear. Who is responding today?
主，我要向你求。
I'm praying, Lord.
你先来吸引我们。
Come and draw us first.
吸引我们的年轻人。
Draw our young people.
也吸引我们的年纪大的人。
And draw us who are mature.
我们就会快跑跟随你。
So that we will run after you.
没有人听到你慈爱的声音。
No one that has heard your loving voice.
看到你爱的眼神
to behold your loving gaze,
还能够拒绝你
that can ever reject you.
Oh, 主耶稣
Lord Jesus,
现在你就来
come to us now.
圣灵，求你现在来
Holy Spirit, come now.
帮助我们
Help us.
年轻的心
That those who are young.
年老的心
Or those who have aged.
都向你打开
All our hearts are open to you.
让我们听到你的呼召
So that we can hear your call.
我们就说 yes.
Well, we can respond with yes.
哦，主耶稣，而且我们这一声 yes.
And then this yes.
就是 forever
means forever
一生一世都要来跟随你
all of our days and all of our life will follow you
永不离开你
will never depart from you
使你得荣耀
so that you will be glorified
我们也要跟着你得荣耀
and we will be in glory with you
Hallelujah 赞美主
Hallelujah we praise you Lord
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Anyone wants to stay and pray a while? We still have a good half hour.
如果想要留下来的话，我们其实还有半个小时的时间可以在这里祷告。
We'll be here to pray with you.
我们可以在这里，我们为你祷告。
Thank you.